Yeah, make no mistake, Joe Biden is the incredible shrinking president. His approval rating in the poll last week from Quinnipiac, 33%. The same poll showing him at just 28% approval from Hispanic voters. That has got to be a red flag for this administration. The latest poll from Rasmussen has him 60% disapprove, only 38% approve. His numbers are on their way down, and that's because inflation is out of control and other problems. People are not concerned about the pandemic much anymore, but they are concerned about their wallets. Here to talk more about that, Steve Moore, an economist, former economic advisor to President Donald Trump and co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Steve, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. By the way, I want to mention to your listeners throughout the state, we now have billboards up in various locations in Michigan, including in Lansing, the state capital, basically saying no more lockdowns. And I hope people will look at those billboards. And lockdowns kill is the theme of these billboards. And it's basically lockdowns kill schools. They kill Michigan jobs. And they killed the Michigan economy. So let's hope that we don't make the mistakes we made 2 years ago. This is a plea to Governor Whitmer to get this right.
We certainly hope. And she has said she's not going to go with any more mandates or lockdowns. Maybe she learned something from the mistakes of the past. But we're also waiting on a report of the number of people that died in long-term care facilities from the Auditor General. The Whitmer administration already taking swings at that, which is pretty unusual. But we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, I don't know if you had a chance to catch your boss, former boss, Donald Trump in Arizona over the weekend. He said, we're not going to take it anymore. And he talked about the economy and everything else, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And look, you know, the difference in a year is really incredible. This is exactly 1 year now that Joe Biden has been in the Oval Office. And you look at every statistic. I think I may be wrong, but I can't think of any statistic that's better, not worse today than it was when Biden took office. I mean, crime is way up. The inflation rate was way up. The debt is way up. The, you know, the Afghanistan disaster, gas prices. I don't know, Steve, am I missing anything? Is anything going right?
Well, no, frankly. you know, and I sit here and I've talked about this.
COVID cases are way up. COVID.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Steve. I've never seen a chief executive. It's the worst performance in 1 year by any president, certainly the first year of my lifetime. I don't know that I've ever seen a governor collapse like this in less than 1 year, because we're not even quite to the 1 year mark. We're almost there. We're close. But it's been dismal. And that's being kind.
Yeah. And a week ago, to tell you how out of touch Biden is, a week ago Friday, he gave this speech after a kind of mediocre jobs report. I have the best economic performance of any modern day president. What planet is he living on? Look, the jobs market is pretty good right now, but everything else is just a total disaster. And it doesn't augur well for 2022, because you get this debt hangover effect of all the debt, all the spending, all the money printing. And he's still peddling this Build Back Better $5 trillion spending bill. He wants a bill that would basically legalize voter fraud. And down the aisle, it is. I think Americans are fed up with it, and I think Trump had the right tone where he said, "Look, we have to strike back. They work for us; we don't work for them."
On the other side of that, Steve, was the message delivered by Glenn Youngkin, now the governor of Virginia, sworn in over the weekend, saying, "Listen, government's the problem." He sounded a lot like Ronald Reagan at the podium, accepting the governorship of Virginia and saying parents are going to be in charge of schools and people are going to be in charge of their own lives. And he did 11 executive actions to start his tenure, all in favor of people, not government. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a new day in America.
Yeah. It is. And I'm a Virginia resident. So, and I, as you probably know, I was one of his chief economic strategists, and he ran a great race. And it was a power to the people message, power to the people, not power to the politicians.
Absolutely.
We're going to clean up our act. We're going to pay our bills. We're going to let parents have control of the schools, not teachers' unions, and on and on. And it's a message that is frightening to the left, because they want to control everything. You know, for the left, everything is about power. And so this is a breath of fresh air in the Dominion state. You know, we've had 8 years of Democratic governors, and he's hitting the ground running. I'm very excited about it. There's a lot of national buzz about Glenn Youngkin. I mean, he's only been in office for 2 days, but so far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, they were blaming him for the snowstorm 15 a week ago or whatever before he took the office on the 15th. You know, these people are such idiots.
Yeah, for people don't know what we're talking about. We did have this big snowstorm in between that closed down the highways between Washington D.C. and in Richmond. And so there was a huge pile of people. I know people were stuck in their cars for over 20 hours and in 10-degree weather. I mean, it was a life-threatening situation for a lot of people. They didn't have food. They didn't have heat in their cars. And so they left, went on Twitter and on Facebook and said, see, Glenn Youngkin is a terrible governor. Problem is he wasn't governor yet.
So no.
That's the left for you.
Yeah, Governor Blackface was still there. Yeah, Governor Blackface was still in office exactly. At that point. Where do we, all right, so here we are, and the Democrats seem to be completely tone deaf, most of them. Tulsi Gabbard came out and said Joe Biden's been a complete disaster. Nice video from her over the weekend we just played. But how do we wrestle control of this back before November, or effectively January of 23, a year from now, before Republicans would be in charge? We will, because Republicans will take back the House and will take the Senate, bet on it. But what do we do for the next year? Just suffer?
Yeah. No, well, you know, I think I've seen around the country. In fact, I'm in Florida today. I'm going to Arizona later this week. I mean, I'm on the road all the time. And what's really kind of cool that's going on in this country is citizens are taking back charge. They're not waiting for the elections. And you see this in, I don't know if this is happening in Michigan, but throughout the country, we're seeing parents really now, people who've never run for office, running for school board or running for the PTA or running for, you know, a local office, so they can take back, you know, our country. And so the message, I think, is, look, you don't have to wait till November. I mean, obviously your vote counts, but there's so much more you can do in terms of taking back control of the schools. And it's happening in Virginia, where I live, where people were so – you saw what happened in Loudoun County, where the school board basically acted like they were, you know, kings and queens on that, and whenever a citizen had a complaint, they would bang their gavel and say, okay, this meeting is done. Like, you know, an arrogance in our public officials that we can't take. So I think in Michigan, obviously, is a key state for our country, you know, in terms of the national elections. But
so is Virginia.
So is Virginia. You know, and Virginia is a state that Biden won by 10 points.
Yeah, deep, dark blue, but the blue is fading.
Yep.
The blue is absolutely fading, and Michigan's key, obviously, and so is Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and the pushback all over this country. And like I just mentioned just before I brought it on, 28% support from Hispanic voters, 28%. I mean, it's over.
Yeah, that is an amazing statistic, and that's because Hispanics don't like all the Black Lives Matter, the kind of hate for everything's racial. They don't. They just want good schools. They want crime down, and they want jobs. And a rising salary. I mean, Hispanics are conservative in what they want. They don't buy into this critical race theory crap and all of that. So, you know, I'm not surprised we're seeing Hispanics really shift, and we'll see if this is a permanent thing. But they just want jobs. They want good
That's
jobs.
That's right.
They want crime off the street. I don't know if you saw what happened in Los Angeles in the last couple of weeks where the I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
Well, you've got the carjackings in Philly, the violence in Los Angeles. You got problems everywhere. Anyhow, I got to leave it right there. Steve Moore, really appreciate you being here as always. And we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right, have a great week. And remember, judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Amen, brother. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.